morning, why don't we grab a seat? All right, good morning and Merry Christmas to you. Thank you. We are in for a great morning. Our kids are putting on a good production here this morning, telling the story of Christmas. And so we look forward to that very much so. And I know there's several of you as visitors here. We are very glad that you're here with us. And so we look forward to celebrating together. So over the last few weeks, we've been working through the Advent. So I'm going to ask Irva and Thea and Sam to come and light three candles. The first one was the candle of light. Light shone into the darkness. Then we talked about courage and how we need courage to walk through life and courage to follow Jesus and courage to make it through life and to thrive in life. And then that particular week, the next week, then Todd talked about peace and how we need the peace of God and peace with God. So those three, light and courage and peace. Now, typically, in the Advent, we have, like, we always have them traditionally listed out. And I was trying to think of what the fourth candle would be this Sunday. I'm a little bit non-traditional. So let me ask you this. If there was one thing that you needed Jesus to show you this Christmas, we often look at the words of love, hope, faith. We look at the nine fruit of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Maybe there's other great words that would describe. So take a few seconds and think. What is it that you would love Jesus to do in your heart this Christmas? What would that be, the fourth candle? That fourth candle, what would that be for you this Christmas? We have light, we have courage, we have peace. Then we have what you're looking for. Jesus. Hudson, would you come and light the fourth candle?
Thank you. may be seated.
Good morning. Please join me as we open with a prayer. Be in our midst, God, as we celebrate the birth of your Son as a community. Bring us into the light of your presence. We pray this time will be filled with joy and laughter and memories. Awaken our hearts, love, and gratitude for your infinite goodness. Join us all together in your love and give us your heavenly peace.
Welcome to our Christmas program. Today, we are going to be sharing some proclamations. Who knows what a proclamation is? Have you ever heard the word proclaim? The dictionary says that to proclaim something means to announce officially or publicly, to declare something one considers important with emphasis, to declare with boldness, or to declare something officially or publicly to be so. Well, when Jesus came, there was lots of proclaiming. Here's what we know from God's Word, the Bible. Proclamation number one. The angel Gabriel proclaimed about John the Baptist. Around the same time Jesus was born, another baby was born. His name was John, and God had a special job for him. John was going to get everybody ready for Jesus. The day John was born, his dad Zechariah knew that God's promise to Abraham would come true, was coming true. God was sending the rescuer, the angel Gabriel, proclaimed to Zechariah that his son John the Baptist would prepare people for the coming of Jesus. Gabriel proclaimed, Luke 1 verse 16 to 17. Many of the people in Israel will he bring back to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord. In the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the father to the children and disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous. To make ready people prepared for the Lord. Proclamation number two. The angel Gabriel proclaimed about Jesus. Everything was ready. God was going to help his people just as he promised from the beginning. There was a young girl who was engaged to a man named Joseph. One morning, this girl was minding her own business when suddenly a great warrior of light appeared, right there in her bedroom. He was Gabriel and he was an angel, a special messenger from heaven. When she saw the shining man standing there, Mary was frightened. You don't need to be scared, Gabriel said. God is very happy with you. Luke 1, verse 31 to 33. The angel Gabriel proclaimed to Mary that she would give birth to the Savior Jesus. You will be with a child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. So Mary trusted God, and she believed, I am God's servant, she said. Whatever God says, I will do. Proclamation number three. Elizabeth proclaimed about Jesus. After this time, Mary traveled to visit her friend Elizabeth, who was also expecting a baby. Her baby would grow up to be John the Baptist, whom we told you about earlier. When Mary arrived and said hello to her dear friend, Elizabeth felt the baby react with joy to Mary's presence. He could feel that the rescuer was close in Mary's belly. Even before birth, John the Baptist made a unique proclamation about Jesus by leaping in his mother's womb. Luke 1, verse 41 to 44. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, Blessed are you among women,
Blessed are you, and blessed is the child that you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy.
Proclamation number 4. Mary proclaimed about God. Mary proclaimed the great thing God had done in choosing her to give birth to Jesus. Luke 1, verse 46-49. Mary said, "My soul glorifies in the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name." Proclamation number 5. An angel proclaimed about Jesus. An angel proclaimed to Joseph that Jesus was conceived from the Holy Spirit and would save his people. He was the rescuer. An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. It had taken centuries for God's people to be ready, but now the time had come for the best part of God's plan. God himself was going to come, not to punish his people, but to rescue them. God was getting ready to wipe away every tear from every eye.
Proclamation number 6. God proclaims the birth of his son. One night among us, the other stars, suddenly a bright new star appeared of all the stars in the dark vaulted heavens. This one shone clear, is blazed in the night way, and made the other stars look paler. Matthew 2:9-10. And the stars they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was born. When they saw the stars, they were overjoyed. God put it there when his baby son was born, to be like a spotlight shining on him, lighting up the darkness, showing people the way to him. You see, God was like a new dad. He couldn't keep the good news to himself. He had been waiting all these years, long years, for this moment, and now he wanted to tell everyone.
Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us here in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of old.
About Jesus' birth to the shepherds. So God sent his angel choir to tell some shepherds the news first. That night, some shepherds were out in the open fields warming themselves by the campfire, when suddenly, standing in front of them was a huge warrior ablazing light in the darkness. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you news of great joy that will be for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Behind the angels, they saw troops and troops of more angels, and they were singing a beautiful song. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace. peace to all men on whom his favor rests.
Please stand with us as we sing another song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Little Lord Jesus.
John 12:46, Jesus said, I have come into the world as a light. No one who believes in me will stay in darkness. Jesus came to the earth to rescue us for anyone who says yes to Jesus, for anyone who believes. that Jesus said, for anyone who will just reach out to take it. Then God will give them this wonderful gift to be born into a whole new life, to be who they really are, who God always made them to be, their own true selves, God's dear child. Because you see, the most wonderful thing about this story is that it's your story too.
Right, let's give them all a great hand. This morning, you, as kids, Kids Connect Group, the media every Sunday morning, you have told the story of Christmas. Well done. Way to go. We need to realize that the Christmas story is not just a story. It's the true story. It's not just a true-to-life story, nor is it based on a true story, nor is it a story based on facts, as many of our TV shows and movies say at the beginning. And not even a story based on true events. It is not a story put together to form a story. It's not even a story conjectured to make a good story. This story is the true story in the most truest and truthful in the facts and events that actually happen. It is absolutely true down to the last details. Nothing has been added, nor has it been embellished in order to tell a better story. This is it. Don't let the so-called controversy of when Jesus was actually born to throw you off. I'm glad we actually don't know the exact day, because we as humans would end up worshiping that day rather than the person of the day. And I think we already do enough of that. This story was foretold centuries ago by prophets prompted by God to give notes of anticipation. The Jewish people of the time knew all their lives that a Messiah was coming. They knew he would come as a child, as a baby. But unfortunately, many, if not most of the people, missed it, as do today. Our task then is to make a decision for ourselves. Each of us. Do I know and believe that this story is true? I stake my life on this story. If it is true, and it is, what will we do with it? How will this story affect our lives? It must affect my life, your life. If we're not sure, then we had better make sure, because our lives and our eternity depend on it. And I challenge any one of us that question this story, honestly, to do the research, to read many books about it, especially by Elise Robel, A Case for Christmas, or even his whole series on The Case for Christ. It is a story worth researching. It is a story worth knowing that it is absolutely true. This is our invitation for every one of us here, every one of us listening in online, is to invite Jesus into our hearts, into our lives, into our families, and into this Christmas. So I say to all of you, all of us, Merry Christmas in the truest sense, because this story is absolutely true.